Let's talk. Giles Brown.
Right then, here we go. Chaos as always, because we've been trying to adjust Linda's headwear. Good morning, my darling.
Good morning. Lovely to see you.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Right, that's a start, because normally we have this situation, don't we? Like, what's going wherever and whatever and however and whoever. On a day like today.
It's just been actually upgraded to orange.
What's your
the weather?
So a large orange.
Yes, large orange.
As opposed to a medium sized Satsuma.
Exactly.
So, but yes, we're in for the rain. But my goodness, we need it. How have you? Have you been? You've been good.
I'm fine.
Good. Yeah, super. Fine. You're looking very.
Enjoying being here because at least we get sunshine every so often.
Well, exactly, and it's Dia de Andalucía, so which is a fabulous day for enjoying Andalucía. But it just means that it's basically you and I in the studio, my darling.
I know.
Right. Then, if anyone's got any questions, these are the numbers
to contact TRE. Please call 952-78-4000. Email studio@tre.radio. Send us a WhatsApp on +34 645 99 67 95. Message us on Facebook, Talk Radio Europe Official, or tweet us at TRE Talk Radio.
So if you've got any questions for our travel, our beautiful lady who knows more about, has been to more places than I've had free press lunches, I was going to say.
Yes, not quite, though.
Well, indeed. If you've got an area that you'd like us to feature, by the way, drop me an email at giles@tre.radio or any questions like that, and we shall see if we can. It can be a town, can't it? We could do 24 hours, for example, in a capital or something like that.
Or we can talk about something like last night. They had an earthquake in the south of, southern part of Spain.
Did they?
Not in our area, but going towards Seville, Cordoba, they had an earthquake, 4.7.
Ah, Loja sort of area.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very, is it Loja or is it, that's the centre of earthquake activities. They've had earthquakes there before.
Yes, they have them quite regularly.
Yeah.
But this one was a bit of a shock because nobody knew it was coming. 3 o'clock this morning. They were rocking and rolling.
That's enough about, I don't wish to know that kind to leave the stage. Right then, we're rocking and rolling, but we're looking. We've gone because we started on Greece, and then it's like trying to do the whole of Africa in 5 minutes. So we thought, didn't we? We thought we'd split it down a little bit into three islands, which are going to be today:
Crete,
yeah,
Corfu,
yeah,
and Rhodes.
Super
big, three biggish islands.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. I mean, you could kind of base a whole holiday, well, especially in Crete and Corfu.
Yes,
is it Corfu or Corfu?
Corfu. Yeah,
because they are one of them has got a well developed tourist trade, which is Corfu. And the other one is just simply...
And a British connection.
Well, indeed. Okay, so I'm going to look at Crete to begin with.
Okay.
Because when you said this, you want to do Crete, because you know I'm that worst sort of creature, an armchair historian. I love my history, and yes. I love my legends.
And you're very good at it.
Well, there they are, Rush.
Yeah.
So Crete, I think Crete is like one of the ones that, an island that people don't really think about when they think about holidays, because we have sort of...
Santorini is where they would normally go.
Yeah.
But of course, they can't go there right now because they've just had 11,000 people that live there, residents, been evacuated because they've got that terrible, earthquake going on. And they're not sure whether they're even going to have a summer.
Was it earthquake or volcano?
Volcanic eruption.
Yes.
Same thing.
One's spewing hot lava at you and the other one's is shaking around
a bit. The earth moves under your feet.
Yes, yeah. All right, yes. So, Crete, of course, and the island of Crete is, I mean, was it Cyclades?
Cyclades. Yes.
See, we are properly in ancient Greek legends here, Cyclades. And obviously, Crete is... It's a lot, you know.
It's a big island, yeah. Personally, I've actually never been there, but I'm one of those people that you talk about who prefer to go to well-known smaller islands. So I either flew into these smaller islands, but Crete is well worth seeing, and a lot of Greek people live in Crete rather than on the mainland because, once again, they've got this earthquake issue going.
I mean, for somebody like me, Crete means Knossos, which is ancient capitals. If you know your myths and legends, it's minotaurs, it's labyrinths, it's all that sort of thing.
Yes, okay. And also beautiful beaches.
Without the minotaurs,
yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah, without the minotaurs, yes.
and a very important sort of centre of culture and ancient history. Are we looking at beaches that aren't too, or if they're busy, they're full of sort of locals? It's a bit like heading down to the Costa del Luz around here, then, is it? Because you've got locals going there and nationals. Yeah,
it's a very different vibe. And it's more going about hiking and, you know, outdoorsy sort of life. That's what people really want to do, is go to Crete to do that sort of thing, because it's a bigger island and it's more, you know, locals living there. And that's why you would go to somewhere like Crete rather than the smaller islands.
Is it sort of more of a sort of chill out experience, but our sort of chill out, not sort of hanging, not in a luxurious sort of a beach bed, but it is the sparkling seas, because we've talked about the beautiful seas there, the quality of the beaches, a lot of undisturbed hiking. You're not going to get your Club 1830 sort of thing, though, your influences.
It's more for the genuine, I enjoy hiking and walking rather than going and lying on the beach.
Yeah.
Or you can do a bit of both.
And because it's so big, there's a lot of exploration, so you can get your 4x4 or whatever and head off, because it's obviously hilly.
Into the hills. Yeah. No, that's exactly it. It's a very different sort of thing. And, of course, there are a lot of famous Roman ruins and things like that there.
Because everybody's passed through there.
Pardon?
Everybody's passed through there, you see, during the period.
Doing their thing.
Doing their thing of invasion and counter-invasion and minotaur hunting.
Yes, exactly. I mean, even if we're looking at Corfu next, I mean, that was British, actually.
Right then, come on then, let's go to Corfu, because of the islands we're discussing today, Corfu was one that I've been to, albeit I think I was probably 8.
Yes,
so
you've been there.
I've been there.
Yes, which is great.
So,
and Corfu is a very nice island as well. And it's also got a UNESCO World Heritage Site, which is the capital of Corfu, because they were built. It was built in the, I think it's 1872, somewhere around about there.
What was Corfu?
No. the main city, Ioannis, the main city there. And people go and visit there because it's so beautiful and picturesque. You know, so that's why you would go to somewhere like Corfu.
Because it's got the fort and an old town, and this is the UNESCO site,
yes.
Presumably.
Yeah, the whole city,
right,
is a UNESCO World Heritage Site, which is brilliant. Not many cities get that.
I just think the whole thing. No, of course not. And so, are we talking the British connection? Is this Napoleonic then?
Yes, that's exactly it.
Right,
so that's you and your history.
That's me and my history.
Yeah. And the Brits got given Corfu after Napoleon lost the war.
Right.
So it became a very British island to go to.
1814 then.
I think it's 18. Let me have a look here.
1814.
1814, says, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is, exactly. Sorry.
It's all right.
Everyone. But what also happened was the first bank, the Iona Bank, was started there. And it's still the main bank of Greece. But it started in Corfu.
Okay.
Which is interesting, by the British. And they also took cricket to Corfu, and it very quickly became one of the most popular sports of that particular island, it became quite big.
So you could have the CCC, the Corfu Cricket Club.
CCC, exactly. And you could be the chairman with another C.
Well, it's not the MCC, but the CCC. I'm more likely to get to the CCC. Presumably, that means that... Obviously, are there still sort of British, a little bit of British, that's a colonial thing to call?
Apparently they used to speak English. And,
as their main language.
Yeah, as their main language. And it's quite interesting because, yes, they obviously speak Greek now, but I think that English is sort of their background, and they're proud of being British from long ago.
Okay, I mean, almost like Malta, but on a lesser version.
Exactly.
Right.
That's exactly. And Cyprus. Southern Cyprus.
Indeed. Yeah. Well, that's
about, same sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Now, presumably with the British influence, that means, you know, it's not the, what the Romans ever did for us, but what the British did for us. So road systems are rather good and the plumbing works.
Everything should work. Everything should work very well because they don't have volcanic eruptions there. No, joke.
Fair enough. So there is that sort of British, but that British sort of influence to wandering on, but still.
And a lot of people retire there. A lot of British people retire there, in particular.
Because there are direct flights, obviously, from the UK to Corfu.
Yes. And,
you know, I think I went on one from Gatwick, I think it was back in the day. But anyway.
Oh, straight in?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, you can get direct. I mean, you could get direct flights. Somebody probably say we can't, but because obviously it's still kept its touristic charm, and there are still, you know, it's very, very well catered for the tourist industry.
And I believe they have hop on and hop off buses there, like they do in Rhodes.
Okay, so Rhodes.
Same sort of situation.
Now.
But beautiful beaches, just to say, Corfu has got beautiful beaches as well.
And the food, this is asparagus, isn't it? This is a very, very famous, they had my asparagus thing, I think.
Oh, I don't know about
because
that.
Because there was, I think, if somebody let me know, but it was either, I'm trying to remember what, because I was little, but there was a hotel called, there was a restaurant called the Wild Asparagus when I was seven. And my mother told me that the wild asparagus was some native animal. So I lived in fear. And one night going back to our hotel, what my mum said, look out, it's the wild asparagus. And I literally wet myself. Gerard Durrell, I just remembered, My Family and Other Animals. Written in Corfu, isn't it? It's all based. I read that at
well, there
nine,
you go.
And it's
Ronald
all about,
Durrell. Yeah.
No. Gerald Durrell, not Ronald Durrell.
Sorry.
Gerald Durrell, the wildlife campaigner
who
wrote
yes.
My Family and Other Animals. That's set in Corfu. So there you go. Now you know.
Well done.
I just remember that. There you go. Should we talk about roads?
Yes. Well, Rhodes is actually very
off you go then.
Rhodes is very close to Turkey, actually.
Okay.
So if you're going sailing, which a lot of people do, they sail on the islands.
Yeah.
They go right. They skirt the Turkish coast.
So is it? Are we talking? So I'm just trying to get my geography. So is it the most easterly we're talking of the group we're talking? No, it won't be. Anyway.
Yeah, it is the most easterly. Would be. Yeah. One of the most easterly.
Okay.
You know.
Now, you've been to, you said you've been to Rhodes.
I've gone on a yacht to Rhodes. That's it. I didn't sort of go around and stay there or anything.
Well, so it was sort of on the port side and you waved at it.
Exactly. And exactly. Stopped overnight.
Okay.
No, but jokes aside, it's a lovely island as well. And it's got a connection with Spain because 500 odd years ago, the Spanish threw out all the Jewish people and many, many of them went to Rhodes. And they still speak a form of Yiddish there.
Oh, this will be the
which is fascinating.
The Seraphitic.
Yes.
Ah.
Yeah. So it's quite an interesting island from that point of view.
Yeah.
It's got that's its history.
Well, yeah. I mean, Rhodes. Here we go. History wise, is very important historically because of its positioning.
Yes.
And am I getting my islands right? I think the siege of Rhodes is one of the great stands against the Ottoman Empire in the 1500s.
Yeah, which is related to then Turkey.
Indeed.
Yes, because of the Ottoman period.
Exactly, and it's also the Knights of St. John hold off in the bay. There you go, this is my history thing.
Great.
So Rhodes has always been hospitalers. You know St. John's Ambulance?
Yes.
You get the sporting events. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that's based on a medieval order on crusades.
Okay.
So you've got the Knights Templar, who everybody knows about, who are the ones, you know, with the Richard Lionheart and the red and the white thing.
Yeah.
St. George. And then they're the ones with the white cross and the black background.
Oh, yes.
And those are, all of the medics who also fought. And those are the Knights of St. John. And when they left the Levant, they all ended up, that lot ended up in Rhodes.
Rhodes as well.
Exactly. So there you go. And that was their power base.
So all our people that don't want to be anywhere else or can't be anywhere else go to Rhodes.
Well, exactly. And if you're
all roads lead to Rhodes.
All roads lead to... But there are some fantastic castles that were really well preserved in Rhodes itself.
Well, that's what I was going to say. There's a lot of very, very famous ruins there. And that's why you go to Rhodes, is to go and see those famous ruins. And also the capital's absolutely lovely as well, you know, with the cobble streets and that sort of thing. So you're going to Rhodes really more as a cultural thing,
yeah,
rather than, oh, I want to go and just lie on the beach there. And that's it.
But that, that for me is the perfect thing, because I don't, you know, living here as we do, I can never get my head around somebody who wants to go and lie on a beach for 2 weeks, because we could walk, I mean, you and I, darling, not today, but we could trip over there and we could go and lie on the beach by the Mediterranean. So that's, I don't see the point in doing that. I want,
when you go on a holiday,
I want to combine, okay, maybe yeah, a bit of beach lying, but you want culture as well, don't you, in it?
Yeah,
indeed. direct flights to Rhodes from the, I mean,
oh, look, there are loads of direct flights to Rhodes, yeah. From the UK, I'm talking,
yeah.
I don't know if there are any from the Costa del Sol, I'm not sure.
I would imagine you'd have to go to Istanbul, because everywhere goes to Istanbul at the moment.
Yes.
And then it would be very easy to get down to...
Yeah, or out of Madrid, directly to Athens, and then you get a light aircraft across to one of the islands that you want to do.
Ooh, a light aircraft,
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. That would be fun.
I used to be, 100 years ago, I used to be an air hostess.
So I know you did. I've seen the pictures, darling. Don't worry about that.
I was a tray dolly rather than a trolley dolly.
You were a what dolly?
A tray dolly rather than a trolley dolly.
Oh, well, I shall ask you about the differences of that. So those are the three main Greek islands. Corfu, yes, obviously well-established, bit British, but obviously a well-established tourist infrastructure.
Yes.
Crete.
And a very good place to retire.
Indeed. Crete, I think, is undiscovered, but worth a look.
Yes.
And Rhodes.
Kefalonica.
Yeah. I bless you, indeed. Yes. And then, of course, Rhodes, the combination of culture, history for me, and great beaches.
Yeah, exactly. But also they can go and do day trips to other smaller islands, because there are a lot of islands up in the Kefalonica Islands. You know, that sort of Crete area.
Yeah, okay.
And you can also take a ferry just for the day, or you can go and stay a couple of nights in one of those other islands. You know, so it's the most brilliant area. And Greece, I think, is the most fabulous destination for a trip, whether you're Mykonos, Santorini, Skiathos, or one of the bigger islands we're just talking about today, or even the main city, you know, the main city on the mainland.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
But you said sort of get there, see it and get out.
Yes, exactly. There is a nice beach there, but it's a bit volcanic.
Mm.
But, you know, it's not
spotting, I can see it now.
No, but it's dark sand rather than light, very, very light, pale sand. It's got the dark bits going through it.
I've got to get an ad break in before we close the show. So if people want to find out more information about or get in contact with you, and a bit of culture as well, where's the best place to find you, my darling?
Well,
I mean, apart from via me at TRE, Giles at TRE dot radio for any ideas about future travels. But
well, I do the magazine, online magazine, which is called The Culture Clique.
Is that .com?
CLIQUE. .com. Yeah,
marvelous, Linda. We'll have a think about where we're going to go next, shall we? And we'll put our heads together about that. But enjoy your long weekend. Thanks for coming in.
Yep. Pleasure, absolute pleasure.
Linda,
and Scotland, by the way, the lady that was there before. The north of Scotland's absolutely lovely. My family all come from there, and it's brilliant. And I think she's very lucky to live up there.
Absolutely wonderful as well. I didn't know that your family came from Scotland.
Yes.
From the Highlands.
Yes. A Scottish lass.
On that bombshell, Linda, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Giles, and see you soon.